Happy day after Thanksgiving out there. I think I may be dealing with an injured horse to start the show. My normal partner, Ron Cook, did the morning show today. And I'm told that at the end of it, he couldn't really contain himself even from extolling the virtues of one Cale Berger, who was the replacement producer on that show. And this isn't the first time that's happened. And I wonder if my friend, Joe Kopp, a.k.a. Horse, the real Horse, is injured by this. Horsey?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine.
What's your reaction to
Cale
this?
Cale does deserve the credit. He did a great job.
All right. Then I won't be insulted for you. I know sometimes in the past.
It's a pleasure working this show with just you today, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll get back to that. We may even have Ron on the show later. And who knows, maybe we'll replay his ode to Cale Berger. In the meantime, just what I want to be talking about, just what we all want to be talking about, right, is really the only story around here right now, and that's Steelers-Ravens and what exactly is happening and what exactly is going to happen with this game, with the rest of the season, as far as scheduling goes for the Steelers, as far as the league goes with we going to see an extra week? Will the Steelers lose their bye week? Will there be forfeits? Will there be more playoff teams? All of this has to be on the table right now. All of it. And I've been watching pretty much every morning show there is to watch regarding sports today. And all of this was talked about by the Adam Schefters, the Jeremy Fowlers of the world. So here's where I want to start. I think that there is absolutely a case to be made to make the Ravens forfeit. And I'm going to make that case in a moment here. But there are tons of questions and so many issues that are more important, honestly, than how this affects the Steelers' run at 16-0. Like if our first thought, or at least maybe our fourth or fifth thought after the emotion of it kicks in maybe first, when this Ravens situation broke out, wasn't, wow, that's bad. I hope these people, their families around, I hope they're all right. If that doesn't kick in at some point, then what are we doing here? RG3, who may have to play in this game and maybe in the Ravens' next game too, sort of said it well, praying for Lamar Jackson. We know Lamar was one of four players yesterday to test positive. And every player, staff member, and their families dealing with COVID-19, RG3 put on Twitter. Ensuring the safety of the entire organization is important. Handling this outbreak within the team is bigger than football. Does that make us angry to hear that? Because, again, if it does make us angry to hear that, I don't know what to say. And just to be clear, you're listening right now to an absolute expert in denial. I'm as good as at denial as anybody. And have been as much in denial about this whole thing, COVID, as anyone else at times. Because the very purpose of denial, the very use of it, is to block out bad things, right? Pretend they aren't happening or aren't as bad as people might say, things like that. That's the purpose of denial. Can be very useful. Fact of the matter right now, as sort of the background or maybe the foreground to this NFL situation, the Ravens situation, is we're living in a country where 90,000 people were admitted to the hospital with COVID on Thursday, on Thanksgiving. That's practically, think of a crowd at Beaver Stadium. 90,000 people, one day. 65 of us are dying every hour. Hospital systems becoming overrun. I don't like to think about any of that either. But it's a fact, and that's according to Johns Hopkins, if you believe them, I do. And here in this state, we were just warned Monday that we could run out of ICU beds within a week. And that's not a lie. I know my wife works in the hospital system, so I can verify that as fact, if you're among those who doubt it. So when you look at the Ravens situation, the simple fact as it relates to why the game was postponed is you still have positive cases coming out every day It's the very definition of an outbreak. Four more players yesterday on Thanksgiving, including Lamar Jackson. That brings the total to 12 players plus staffers. 12 players and counting. So surely nobody still thinks the game should have been played last night. I mean, we're in the middle of an ongoing outbreak with a team. And people are like, just put the practice squad out there. Okay, but the practice squad is in the locker room with the team, practices with the team, and for a lot of those guys, travels with the team. So if you're looking for close contacts, how could you possibly find them without knowing yet who exactly has tested positive? That would be an impossibility. They have to contain this outbreak before they can do anything. I think that's self-evident, right? And this easily could have been the Steelers, by the way, if you're one of those screaming from the mountaintops here. They put a sick guy on a plane a few weeks back and were lucky there wasn't any spread, right? And what if, as Jerry Dulac asked on Twitter the other day, what if what had happened with the Steelers a couple weeks back after the Dallas game happened this week? You would have had no Ben for a Thursday game, unless the game had been postponed to Sunday, and then he could have played. So I imagine there would have been a lot of outcries of postpone the game till Sunday. Crazy thought, I know, but let's just be honest about this here. This is not about whether the Ravens can put a competitive team on the field. It's about uncontained spread, more positives each day. What will come about in contact tracing once you can actually do that because you've contained the spread? I'm not an epidemiologist here. This is just, to me, very obvious stuff. We've already seen the NFL would put a compromised team on the field, right? Niners against the Packers. But the 49ers only had one case at the time. They also had a bunch of injuries, and they had guys in the COVID watch the way that Ben and Vince Williams were recently. So they weren't compromised to the level of 12 positive players. It's not even in the same universe. So let's deal with some of the questions then that arise from this. And let's just try to do it sort of calmly and sanely and normally here. 412-928-9370. Question one. Is this a Ravens plot to ruin the Steelers' season and save their own? Okay, this would be on the far end of bat crap conspiracy theory stuff, okay? What do we think they injected themselves with this here? They have a game next Thursday, too, and Lamar Jackson couldn't play in that game because under the protocols, if you test positive, you can't rejoin team activities for 10 days. Okay, I don't think the Ravens are lying about all this. I don't think they've intentionally sabotaged themselves to save their season or ruin the Steelers' season. I think this is actually happening, and it's ongoing. Now, there are very serious questions about protocols here, and when I get to the topic of forfeit and should the Ravens forfeit, we'll have that conversation. Okay. Is the NFL out to get the Steelers? Are they trying to intentionally screw over the Steelers? This would be slightly less than bat crap conspiracy theory stuff, but not far less. Not far less. Just ask yourself this question, please. Do you think the NFL wanted to move its Thanksgiving primetime game? Do you think they did? It's Thanksgiving entree after we had to watch Cowboys, Lions, and Washington, Dallas. You don't think they desperately wanted that game to be played? The fact of the matter is there's an outbreak still happening. Couple teams, maybe three if you include the Patriots, have had major outbreaks this season. The Steelers happened to be playing both that week. Now, when it came to the Titans, by the way, I wanted the NFL to lower the boom on the Titans, not because they had a COVID outbreak, but because in the midst of it, they spit in the NFL's face, and after a direct order not to gather in any groups whatsoever, the Titans did. The next day, within 24 hours of that edict, they gathered against NFL rules. They should have been, therefore, I thought at the time, forced to forfeit, certainly to forfeit draft picks, certainly more than a $350,000 fine. But since then, we've actually seen language come out from the league regarding forfeits. So if your argument was, no, the Titans shouldn't have had to forfeit because there was never any, that was never on the table. Well, since then, it's on the table. And that's why the Ravens may, or I won't say maybe because I don't think it'll come to that, but maybe should be. What about the extra week? What about more playoff teams? Could the Steelers lose a bye week? Would they go with just winning percentage for teams that have played 15 games? Who knows? I don't know. That's what they're going to talk about today. The extra playoff teams would be ridiculous. I've never understood that from day one that it was mentioned. At this point, an extra week just to play one game? I'd rather have them go with winning percentage on 15 games for some teams. And now we get to the biggie. At least as far as football and the competition goes. Should the Ravens forfeit if they cannot play this game Sunday or, I don't know, let's say Monday, Tuesday at the latest? They got a game next Thursday where they'd obviously have to move that to Sunday, you know, the following Sunday. But if the Ravens simply cannot play this game, should they have to forfeit? I think there's a case for yes, they should. And I'll tell you why. They've already self-admitted a violation. Like this is college basketball or something. We're going to report on ourselves. But if indeed they violated protocol here, and that's different than saying, than blaming, you know, Lamar Jackson for getting COVID. I'm simply asking or stating if they violated protocol here, there is now language written by the NFL that would say you need to forfeit the game if you can't play it safely. I'm going to get to exactly what the NFL said about that matter. I'm going to read you what they put out after the Titans debacle earlier this season. And I'm going to make a case here for forfeit. Even given everything I've already said, I think there's a solid case to be made for that.